You're listening to
Impact News.
Only on Impact
FM.
You are listening to Impact 89 FM. I'm Delaney Rogers, the station manager, bringing you a special report from Impact News. This past Friday, Michigan State University elected a new president, Dr. Kevin Guskowitz. Dr. Guskowitz will be leaving UNC Chapel after serving as their chancellor for 4 years. Prior to this role, he was a tenured faculty member and dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. Dr. Guskowitz will be the 22nd president at Michigan State and the 6th president in 6 years. Guskowitz has already begun making connections with the campus. On Monday, he had lunch with the student leaders at Michigan State to learn more about their experiences and what changes they want to see.
So I'm going to start a listening and learning tour very early and probably spend 2 months just getting around campus, meeting with the various constituencies and all the schools and units on campus to hear their thoughts about what is needed for a successful future for Michigan State.
An overall theme the student body has been feeling is a need for stability. After various hardships, such as the mass shooting on February 13th, the Larry Nassar case, and the recent removal of head football coach Mel Tucker, students are ready for transparency and consistency. One of those students is Matthew Zivian, a junior at Michigan State, who had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Guskowitz on Monday.
Overall, I'd say the lunch was a great experience to get to not only meet the new incoming president, but also, you know, get a personal connection with him, meet his family, and get to see some of my friends all in the same space. I'm pretty excited that we're going to have a new president, though I will deeply miss Teresa Woodruff. I thought she was great for the university. I thought despite everything going on, she tried to give us some sort of stability. And that's ultimately what I'm looking for in our new president, is to just be a figure of stability. Maybe get us through this, you know, 10-year period, it feels like, of just having, you know, a very poor national reputation. And maybe this can bring MSU back to a positive light, you know, in the eyes of the nation, really the eyes of the world. So I'm hoping he'll be a great change for the university and set a new standard.
With 6 presidents in 6 years, students like Henry J. Kleiss are hoping Dr. Guskowitz is here to stay.
I'd say overall, I'm quite indifferent to it, seeing as it's hard to feel the trickle-down effects from all these different presidents. I'd honestly hope for less changes than I feel like we've had in these past years. Maybe actually have people staying in their positions for longer than they have been, create a sense of stability and unity between the different school years so that it's not just a whirlwind or a whirlpool.
And some students like Gabriel Blaze are hesitant to have hope.
I'm a little surprised since it's the 3rd president since I've been here. I hope that we can keep the same president for more than a year.
Dr. Guskowitz is aware of the challenges Michigan State has faced and that there is still work to be done.
I want to say that it has an incredible foundation. Interim President Woodruff has done an amazing job of leading, I think, over the past year and during some difficult times. And I realize that there is still, you know, some challenges there and coming off of some of the things of the past. And we're going to be sure that we attend to that while really trying to amplify the amazing things that are happening at this great institution.
MSU students have seen their school's name in news headlines far more than they'd like. Senior Joey Culligan worries that MSU's name is in jeopardy.
Just with our track record, I feel like MSU is just really on the decline right now. So to stabilize would be nice. I think a lot of people are not super hopeful, but have a little bit in them just because of how it's been going so far. I would say I'm living right about where everyone else is, but I'm not getting optimistic by any means.
Dr. Guskowitz says he wants people to be proud of their alma mater and is going to make efforts to connect with people across the state of Michigan.
UNC Chapel Hill, Michigan State's a proudly public university, and it has a commitment to the people of the state. I have said that I'm going to work really hard such that in every city, every county, state is Michigan's university. And I think it should be the university for Michigan and its people. And so that there's a great return on the investment for the taxpayers that support Michigan State in the way that they do.
Dr. Guskowitz's first day is set for March 4th, 2024. He says he's looking forward to beginning this next chapter at Michigan State and to continue to make connections.
Really have enjoyed the past day and a half here in East Lansing, loving the community here at Michigan State University. I'm really excited to officially get here in early March to assume the presidency of this amazing public research university.
For Impact News, I'm Delaney Rogers.